Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, inviting you backstage with the New World Symphony. Every Wednesday morning and evening, we take you backstage to meet one of these great young musicians who are living and working right here in South Florida, training to be the next generation of great orchestral players. This week, we continue our conversation with fourth-year violinist Catherine Borman from Bismarck, North Dakota. She did her graduate work at the Juilliard School, but while she was doing her undergrad work at Rice University, Catherine studied a particular piece that eventually became one of her very favorites, Bach's Chaconne.
I feel really passionately about Bach that It's pure instrumental. That piece is so purely music. I played that piece when I was at Rice, so I studied it and worked on it really hard. And I enjoyed performing that there. So it has special memories of just my work with it. But more than that, before and after I really had played it, I just loved listening to it because it's such a journey. That piece it's a little mini epic. It is so profound in its range and in its intensity. Using all four of the violin strings, I mean that range of the instrument. And the things that you can do with it, every individual is so different when they play that piece, and that you can really make it your own.
In her years at New World Symphony, Catherine has discovered that music director Michael Tilson Thomas will often go to great and sometimes unusual lengths to make music more personal for his musicians.
You know, I think it was early on in my time here when we were rehearsing some Copland. One of the funniest first things that I heard him say was, we were rehearsing Buckaroo Holiday, and he was trying to get us to bring out the really rustic character of that piece and to be kind of unashamed of really hamming it up, per se. So he started kind of singing in a kind of a barnyardish fashion. He was singing chickens in the barnyard, boom, boom, chickens in the barnyard. And you kind of, everybody kind of stopped and went, what? But it made you bring out that funny sort of rustic side easier. And you just kind of got the character. On a more profound note, we were playing Copland again. We were rehearsing the Third Symphony. And he was telling us the history of Copland and the composers at that time and all the artists at that time who were meeting and talking about music and trying to describe to each other, what is a folk melody? Where do these tunes come from? He told us to play this section, because Copland had been thinking about this, as a mother would sing to her child. You know, the purity of those intervals. How would a mother from Appalachia sing to her child? MTT is always talking about things like that, the special specialness, the special quality of the intervals, the beauty of a particular harmony. You know, if you ask me what does MTT bring, MTT, above all, I believe, is trying to help us to achieve an ever more convincing musical performance. Everything he does, if he sings a melody, if he tells us from his vast store of knowledge about composers and about art and history and music, it's all about being more convincing as performers. It is very thrilling to work with him because he just reawakens your passion about the details.
Fourth-year violin fellow Catherine Borman from Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join me again next week for Backstage with the New World Symphony at 8 a.m. on Wednesday and at our new evening time of 5 p.m. right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.